The word today is slave. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Freedom is one of the basic rights of humanity, and most cultures have laws against enslaving other people. The Bible discusses a form of slavery that can affect all humans, bondage to sin. The gospel teaches that Christ has set us free from slavery to sin so that we can become servants of Christ. We are free to serve God. Here to explore this powerful topic further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Slave.
Slavery is a very sensitive and exquisitely painful topic in our world today, and we want to start right at the beginning here of acknowledging that there's many people who are mistreated, abused, even outright threatened and killed because others have hate for them or because they are suppressed because of greed and avarice. We want to pray, first of all, that God will lead these people to their freedom so that they will not be suppressed, so that they will be able to enjoy rights and liberties that everyone in other cultures has, and we hope that someday that can happen. We want to acknowledge at the same time that the term slave or servant is used in the Bible extensively. A couple thousand years ago, the cultures were such that persons could be put into slavery by war or by falling into debt. They could become an indentured servant. And there are laws and rules in the Old Testament regarding servanthood. There are also discussions in the New Testament that talk about slaves. In fact, the term slave is used extensively in the gospel to discuss our relationship with the Lord God through Jesus Christ. And this matters not what your political situation, your social, your economic, or your spiritual situation. You are considered, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, to be a servant, a slave of Jesus. And one example of this kind of passage is found in Matthew chapter 20, starting at verse 20. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and, kneeling down, asked a favor of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Those words of Jesus have been motivational to believers for thousands of years. That the Son of Man, let's just stop for a second and think about that. The Son of Man, that phrase designated a divine title. That was the phrase Jesus used of himself that referred to the fact that he came from God the Father. He's no ordinary human. And this is one of the first things that if you're listening to the Word Today program in a different culture and from a different religion originally, you need to understand that Christianity is unique because we don't worship just another human. Jesus is not just a good man. Jesus is not some kind of spiritual leader or guru. Jesus is a unique person, the Son of God, who came down to this earth and took on human flesh specifically in order to save the human race from our sin. So when Jesus says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, you need to understand how radical of a conception that is. Jesus, the one with the divinity, the one with the authority, the one with the power, is in the role of serving humanity. That's phenomenal, and that sets the stage for Christians all over the world to give of themselves, to take on a role of a servant in order to do humble acts of kindness and charity and help in the name of Jesus. So if you see a Christian doing something selflessly, something serving, you can probably guess that they're doing this because Jesus modeled servanthood to us. Another thing about this is that Jesus was not weak. There are some cultures and religions that suggest that Jesus was weak in order to let people put him on the cross, as though God would never let that happen. That totally misunderstands who Jesus was and what was happening. Jesus has the authority, the power of God. You know, when he's being arrested, he says, don't you realize I could at once put X number of legions of angels at my disposal? He has the authority. No one is going to do anything to Jesus he doesn't want to have happen. But he is allowing this to take place. We call this, in theology, the passive obedience of Jesus. He was obedient to God the Father in order to let the people do these things to him, because Christ was going to be our offering for sin. Christ was going to bear our sin. And so he allowed these things to happen. It was strength allowing these things happening and then bursting forth from the tomb, exercising his authority as the Son of God, divine, in order to defeat sin and death. It's a fantastic thing about Jesus. What he does for us is he teaches us that in order to model ourselves after him, in order to really understand Jesus, we need to serve others. This life is not all about getting the authority and the power, getting people to do things for us. It's not about amassing material things. It's about showing the love of Christ to others. Just some other passages which discuss slavery in the Bible. One is in John chapter 8, verse 34, where Jesus said, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And then he goes on to say, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Boy, you need to understand there's only one way to escape this clutches of sin and domination of Satan in your life, and that is to give yourself to Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 6, verse 22, Paul the Apostle said, but now you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. There is a false conception that people have that we are independent or that we are free to choose to do whatever we want. What that doesn't recognize is that we are always under the influence at all times of either God or Satan. If you don't have Jesus Christ, you're a slave to sin. You're under the domination of Satan, and you need to repent. You need to come and be freed from that, because that will only lead you to death. Satan only has one goal, to destroy you, to drag you down to hell. He doesn't care about you at all, about what your future is. And one of the slickest ways he tries to get this done is by having people deny that he exists. That's a nifty trick. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if you get damned because you don't believe it. Jesus, on the other hand, wants to claim you as his own. We are told in the scriptures that we were bought with a price, and that price was the precious suffering and death of Jesus Christ. as a consequence, we now owe our lives to him. We are servants of Jesus Christ. Not to a tyrant, not to a bully, that's Satan, but to a loving God who is going to give us the gifts of forgiveness and eternal life. And this is how the term slavery is used in the New Testament. So it's actually a beautiful thing. In humanity, among sinful humans, slavery is wretched. It's horrible. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, Paul is talking to a young pastor, Timothy, and he is discussing people that anger God and deserve punishment. And among them, there is mention of slave traders, people that manipulate other humans and abuse them. But God wants to free us from this. And in Jesus Christ, no matter what your circumstance, no matter whether you are a free person now or enslaved, your spiritual condition is entirely different. No one can dominate you and control you if you are a person of Jesus Christ. You can have absolute freedom. Western culture glorifies all kinds of ways of having others serve us. And we like to have power and authority. Jesus taught that the real life lies not in amassing power and controlling other people. That's all quite useless. It lies in serving others. Notice Jesus said, if you want to be great, humble yourself. Take on the role of a servant. Whoever would like to be first must be last. This principle is profound, and it can bring great joy to your life. Christ came in order to serve us. He gave his life on the cross, not out of weakness, but out of God's divine power. Remember, no greater love has anyone than he lay down his life for his fellow man. And Jesus did that for us. There is a joy in serving in Jesus' name. I hope that you will pray to God to receive Christ, to have a spirit of giving and serving others, and that you will really discover the truth that love and your future lies in Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.